our way except for the scoreboard in that first half. So it was disappointing we couldn't convert, but we've been pretty accurate this year. I think we're one or two for accuracy. So put it down to an aberration, and our players responded in a way that, you know, we kept our system and structures and things we've been doing, and I thought we were a bit more accurate in the second half.
Did it show real maturity given you dominated first halves last season but couldn't put sides away?
Oh yeah, look, the game was it was played now half a fair bit, and I thought when Geelong lost a couple of big fellas, it hurt their, what they were trying to do, and we probably took advantage of that. So as much as I thought we matured to a level where we can play four quarters, we probably got given a bit of an opportunity with what was presented with us as well.
Looked like they structured up with extras behind the ball in being defensive 50 and rebounded quite well in that first half. Did you have to instruct the guys to change their method or be a bit more methodical in their entries in the second half?
That's a good question. The game was played in our half, and it gave them opportunity to rebound and slingshot a little bit at stages. And we thought, you know, overall our defenders defended that pretty well. And if that was their only way of, you know, hurting us on the scoreboard, we'd sort of take that. Having said that, we were forced wide for most of the day, and they protected the corridor and used it themselves. So never quite felt comfortable with how the game was played, other than the fact we were getting repeat entries and some scoreboard presence in the second half. And like I said, the opportunities were there, we just didn't take them.
As a coach, there's a lot of things you can control on game day, but goal-kicking accuracy isn't one of them. Can you just take us through your mindset when you're seeing shot after shot, miss the target, and the Cats are still within striking range? What's going through your mind?
It's frustrating, but I wasn't as frustrated as I have been in the past. I think, you know, we're doing a lot of good things, a lot of things right, and we just couldn't finish off. Well, you always feel the sense we've missed an opportunity, because momentum shifts happen all the time, and we didn't make the most of our momentum. So we spoke about that at half time, but like I said, it happened a few times last year, and we didn't make the most of it. We can't keep missing shots like that. I think we had 10 inside 50s for one goal, 9 at one stage. So, but I think the weight of numbers in the end will keep me reasonably comfortable.
Accuracy aside, is that probably the most dominant performance you put up this year? Just looking at the general play and inside 50s, things like that, really important areas?
Maybe. I mean, quality opposition. Having said that, like I said before, I think they were restricted with, they might have one or two rotations in the second half, and over here, a reasonably warm day, and the type of personnel they lost. I thought we took advantage of that. But from our point of view, the numbers we're looking at with the contest and clearances and all those things, we're greens on all of them. So if we can play the game in that way, we'll give ourselves every chance.
Why have you become such a dominant second half team?
Well, I'm not going to declare we're the fittest in the comp, or we play for second halves at all. It's the players have got a bit of belief in what we do and what Warren Coford, our head of fitness, is doing. But I think every team has similar type of fitness level, so I'm not going to go down that path. I can't really put a finger on it, to be honest. Now I've got confidence though that coming into the second half we can actually go to another level, and we've got naturally fit players that are playing to their strengths, so I won't say it's planned.
Since you've had the group, is that Nick Nat Newey's best full game?
No, I think he's played better games. Can't think off the top of my head, but once again, he didn't have too much to ruck against. No disrespect to the Geelong rucks, but you know they were probably light on in that department coming into the game, and when they lost, you know, two of them, it Nick took advantage. So, look, he took a really good mark, and people might, not shut up, but quieten up a little bit about him taking marks and all that sort of stuff. But when he takes marks like that and kicks a really important goal, he obviously has a big influence on the game, but he's always contributed with his contested ball and his clearances for most of the part of the year.
Some pretty knowledgeable sort of critics and analysts and ex-coaches are saying it's probably the best mark they've ever seen. Where do you sit with some of the guys you played with that took catches like that?
It was a pretty good mark. I reckon he had to look at City Beach there for a while. That's how high he was up. Look, for me, it was more the conversion, to be honest. It was a real, we couldn't kick goals, and when he took that grab, it was an important that he went back and kicked it. So I wasn't really in the spectator mode, and I think it was a pretty good one.
What about his smarts, though, in the third term? After they'd lost a couple, he pushed forward
I think, three times out of a ruck contest to influence goals, either with a catch, he gave one to Sinclair, and twice he brought the ground and two guys wrote goals. How pleased are you that he can identify those moments and hurt his opponent that way?
Yeah, we're working on those things. I think what Nick realised today is when he's up and about and is having an influence, what damage he can do. And you know, most of the day they were trying to run our rucks forward at stages and take them out of position. And that's effective at stages, but if Nick plays in the mindset he played with today, he'll be pretty damaging.
Are we starting to see the benefits of that full pre-season, i.e. he seems to be getting better as the season goes on?
Definitely, and you know he's got improvement still. He played well, obviously, today. I didn't think he played as well as what everyone's saying, but he must have. I thought, you know, the midfielders and Cal Sinclair around it also contributed really well. But Nick's just like everyone else. If you have a good pre-season and you get a lot of minutes up in December and January, you're going to be mature in your body and be able to hold out a full season.
And you used Jamie Bennell as his sub to come off, and obviously Scotty Selwood still going pretty well at that time.
Yeah. Look, we just told him to play today. We didn't give him a role necessarily. So he just played, and his attack on the ball and the contest, I haven't really seen it since I've been here. He played the first three games last year before he got injured. So I can't wait to see him at full strength, and by all reports, his ankle's fine.
And Bennell?
When we look around for opportunities to sub, we throw out some names, and he's come up 2 weeks in a row.
Adam, just on your goal kicking, you're going to laugh at me here, but did they move the goalposts here this week? Did they rotate them around a little bit?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I doubt it. They might have. If that's the case, that's the reason why we missed those shots of goal. But we would have missed four or five snaps and dribble kicks and all the stuff that frustrates coaches, so I'm not going to give them that out.
Your second best percentage in the comp, what do you think you can achieve this year?
Look, we wanted to improve off last year. That was our number one goal, and we lost a few soldiers early in the pre-season, early in the year, and we're still not full capacity, but no one is at the moment. I think injuries are really taking their toll this year, but our goal from the start was to improve, and we finished ninth last year, so we want to play finals if we can. Playing at a brand that we think stands up in bigger games is what we're striving for, and today was another small step towards that. But we've got North Melbourne and Tassie next week, and I think that'll be another massive challenge for our group.
People may speculate on top four, given where you are, though, not just making finals. Way too early for that.
I think we're jumping the gun there.
Adam, when goals are hard to come by, what does a coach think when a runner gives away a 50-metre penalty?
Was that a runner, was it? Yeah. I just said, who was that? In a different type of language, so I didn't know that.
Just while you're on a light-hearted mood.
We get you to bring it down.
So you said that Geelong ruckman were trying to take Nick and your ruckman forward, so out of the game. Who makes the call for where you want them to go? Is that Dean Cox, or do you sort of make that, or do you leave it to your midfield boys? How do you handle that?
Oh, no, I think it's a strategy that a lot of coaches use, and they try and, if they've got different type of strengths, opposition ruckman, and obviously the strengths of their boys were the ability to run and challenge when they have the ball. So I don't think it's a massive new thing that they've come up with. It's just, when they try and seize an opportunity to push hard forward, what's up to us is, do we go with them or do we hand over to our defence?
Coxie or your midfield boys?
We scout these things, we prepare for it, and there's moments when you've got to go with them and moments when you can hand over. So it's just part of the tactics of week to week, and I can't tell you who comes up with it. It's just working it.
It's more before the game, as in preparation, not in running. That's what I wanted to know.
Thanks, guys.